The St. Vincent and the Grenadines Electoral Office is appealing to people who are eligible to vote in the upcoming general election to ensure they follow the relevant guidelines on election day. Supervisor of Elections, Dora James, says this is important because they want everyone to cast their votes without any issues and to know the relevant procedures to follow on election day. She explains what happens when a voter enters the polling station.
You're invited to get in. The police could tell you next, or the presiding officer. And you speak with the presiding officer. He would ask your name. He would check your hands. There are persons who query whether the hands should be checked before or after. The hands are checked before when you get in, because we need to see, did you vote already? Have you placed anything on your hands that would prevent the ink from sticking? And so we establish that up front. You give your names, the ID card is given, and then he would give that to the poll clerk, who would look for your name on the list. And once your name is on the list, that would be marked off. There's a mark that would be placed at your name.
James says, after the initial checks are complete, the presiding officer will then illustrate to the voter the correct way to cast their vote. She explains that voters must also ensure that the presiding officer initials their ballot and stamp it with the official stamp.
The presiding officer will also include on the counterfoil of the ballot your constituency and your voter's number. He would advise you, he would show you how you vote, show you the candidates, and say you'll go and make your choice. They would also fold the ballot. When you get into the booth, you would unfold the ballot, make your mark, and fold it back, because it creased already for you. You bring it back so that the presiding officer will see his or her initial and the official stamp on the ballot. That is placed on the square box, and that is a responsibility too for the voter. I want to make an appeal, because you get in and you're so excited. You can't wake up and come to the polling station ready to vote for your party and your ballot was not stamped or initialed by the presiding officer. And that is something you must look for. Ensure that the presiding officer place their initial in that box and stamp it with the official stamp.
James says when a voter is finished casting their vote, they will then return the ballot to the presiding officer folded, because no one should see who they have voted for. She says after this, the voting finger will be placed in the ink to indicate that you have already voted.
And do not come back with it open. We don't need to see who you vote for. So you bring it back and the presiding officer will look to see that they can see their initial. It's the paper that they give to you. Then you dip your finger in the ink. Now, persons were asking if they have fingernails, what should happen? We would love you to take it off. We'd like that you take off your nail polish. We'd like that you take off the nail on your voting finger, as we say, that pointer. But if you don't, we are not going to argue, because we don't want to create any conflict. We are not dipping fingernails. Your dipping finger. So the officer will ask you to dig deep in the ink. So your fingernail is going to be messed up, but we make sure that we have your finger immersed into the ink. When that is done, the presiding officer will remove the counterfoil. And in removing the counterfoil, your voter number will be removed. So no one would know who you voted for. And then he or she will place that ballot into the ballot box.
Supervisor of Elections, Dora James. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.